Chapter 10. A reply from Mrs. Gardiner arrived promptly, and Elizabeth hurried to open it. Her aunt confirmed that Darcy had been present at the wedding. "I was surprised at your inquiry. Both Mr. Gardiner and I believed that you already knew about Mr. Darcy's involvement. Mr. Darcy left Derbyshire the day after our departure. He went to London to search for your sister and Mr. Wickham. He found them and soon discovered that Wickham had never planned to marry Lydia and wished to find a rich wife elsewhere. To resolve the situation, Mr. Darcy offered Mr. Wickham an amount of money. Your uncle wished to settle with Mr. Darcy, but Darcy refused to accept any payment, while he insisted that your uncle must take credit for resolving the situation. I am glad I have this chance to tell you the truth, but I must ask that you keep it a secret. Mr. Darcy is an honourable man, and I like him very much. He was careful not to mention your name when he was with us, but I know he also likes you a great deal." Elizabeth felt a mixture of emotions. She felt admiration for Mr. Darcy, and felt a little hope that perhaps he had done this for her, though she also felt shame that she could never repay her family's debt to him. Chapter 11. Mr. and Mrs. Wickham left Longbourn, where they were missed by Mrs. Bennet, but by nobody else. However, shortly afterwards, Mrs. Bennet's spirit were revived by the news that Mr. Bingley was returning to Netherfield for several weeks. When Jane heard the news, she changed colour, though she said nothing until she was alone with Elizabeth. "I admit I was a little confused when I heard of his coming, but really the news does not give me either pleasure or pain. When he arrives, I will leave him to himself. I shall be happy when he leaves." Elizabeth did not believe this. She could easily perceive that her sister had been affected by the news, and also thought that Bingley still had feelings for Jane. Mrs. Bennet wished to invite Mr. Bingley for dinner, but before she had the chance, he unexpectedly arrived at Longbourn. She saw him approaching on horseback together with Mr. Darcy.
"Good gracious! Mr. Darcy, I hate the sight of him, but any friend of Mr. Bingley's is welcome here," she said.
Both Jane and Elizabeth felt uneasy. Elizabeth could not understand why Darcy had come, and in addition, she alone knew about the contents of Mrs. Gardiner's letter. During the visit, Bingley seemed both pleased and embarrassed, whilst Darcy hardly spoke. The visit was polite, but awkward. Nevertheless, Mrs. Bennet invited them to dinner the following Tuesday. Chapter 12. On Tuesday, a large party was assembled at Longbourn. Bingley sat next to Jane, and during the dinner, Elizabeth could see his admiration for her, and hoped that they might yet be married. Darcy sat a long way from Elizabeth, and throughout the evening they had no chance to talk alone. She envied everyone to whom Darcy spoke, and felt angry at herself that she had refused him. Surely no man would make a second proposal to the same woman. His pride would not allow it. Chapter 13. A few days later, Mr. Bingley visited Longbourn alone. Darcy had gone to London, but would return in 10 days. Bingley stayed for over an hour, and came again for dinner the next day. It was now clear to Elizabeth that Bingley intended to marry Jane and that he had Darcy's approval. She did not have to wait long. Bingley's proposal was gladly accepted and readily approved by Mr. Bennet. "I am certainly the most fortunate creature that ever existed," cried Jane. "Oh, Lizzie, I would love to see you so happy. If only there was such another man for you."
"If I am very lucky, I may meet another Mr. Collins," replied Elizabeth gloomily.